said he has made. God saw that he has made. God saw Emmanuel he has made. And he said everything was very good. Not just good, very good. Go to verse 2. In verse 2, IT people, please, I need you there. Verse 2. And in verse 2, it says, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved. The Spirit of God will move in your life today. It will over your life today in the name of Jesus. It moved upon the face of the deep. And in verse 3 said, let there be light. God said, let there be. We are going to pray. Every darkness in my life, every issues in my life that does not make me to be who I am, oh God, by your voice, let it come out this morning in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Any darkness, any formness, anything that is not of you, anything that is making my very good not to come out, let it leave my life today. Let it disappear out of my life. Whatever is not making me to be complete, whatever is not making me to be who you have been made me to be, whatever is making me not to be very good, let it disappear from my life this morning. Let it disappear from my life this morning. Just cry to Jehovah. Cry to him. Just cry to God. Every darkness, every witchcraft manipulating my destiny, let it disappear today. Let it disappear. Every lack manipulating my life, let it disappear today. Every firmness, every issue, just cry to God. Any issue that is making my very good not to show, let it disappear today. Every sickness, let it disappear today. Mantumbra to konde bragodo, le broto yegede te tekete, abala toto yanda yagede. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. I pray for somebody this morning. Heaven will say to you, Jehovah will say to you, the hand of God will rest upon you today and pull you out of darkness and pull you out of obscurity and pull you out of impossibility. God will make all things possible for you. Heaven will make all things possible for you. Heaven will say to you, this is your season to be settled. This is your moment to be very good as God saw you in the beginning. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's be seated. I want you to welcome somebody by your side. Just tell them you're welcome. Even if you come from the same house, still welcome them. Hallelujah. I see God doing the supernatural. I see God. Yesterday, I woke up normal. By the time it's 10, 11, 12, I was becoming abnormal. And I needed to take some step to arrest whatever is making life unpleasant. Are you getting what I'm saying? And I, at a point, I took a walk and I said, whatever he needs to take, I need to get out of obscurity. You see, when your light is not fully shined, then you are not yet there. Hallelujah. The Bible said there are different kinds of stars in heaven. Not every stars are seen. Some stars are clouded up. The glory of the star is when they shine. And when they burn, the more they burn, the brighter it shines. I pray that heaven will make you to shine. In the name of Jesus. Give me Genesis 40. Hallelujah. Who is this fan for? Who is that one for? Let's know that everybody is covered. This one is not even getting there. Hallelujah. Is that one getting to you? These instrumentalists love themselves so much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Though they are the one doing the hard work. especially the drumming. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, open to the book of Genesis chapter 40, verse 12. Somebody's story will change today. I come with the grace of God this morning because of somebody. That you will be pulled out of your lodeba. You will be pulled out of places of not enough. God himself will say to you, in the name of Jesus. In verse 12 of chapter 40, he said, and Joseph said unto him, this is the interpretation of it. The three branches are 3 days. The three branches are 3 days, verse 13. Yet within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up thy head and restore thee unto the place, and thou shalt deliver Pharaoh's cup into his hands after the former manner which thou was his butler. May your restoration begin now. Amen. Within the next 72 hours, may God restore you fully to where you're supposed to be in the name of Jesus. Anything within your system that is not making you to be fully restored, may heaven remove it today in the name of Jesus. Any power in your father's house that is obstructing your manifestation, that is obstructing your full restoration, may heaven remove it today in the name of Jesus. He said within 3 days, thou shalt be restored. Let's go to the next verse, verse 14. And that is where my focus is actually today. Hallelujah. He now said, but think. Somebody said, but think. But think on me. He said, but think on me when it shall be well with thee, and show kindness, I pray thee, unto me, and make mention of me unto Pharaoh, and bring me out of this house. Somebody say, bring me out of this house. Bring me out of this situation. Bring me out of this lockdown. Bring me out of this loneliness. Bring me out of this insecurity. Bring me out of this failure. Can you turn it to prayer? Ask God to bring you out of every situation that is militating against you. Ask heaven to bring you out. Lord, get me out of this house. Get me out of the altars of my father's house. Get me out of things that is pulling me down. Get me out of obscurity, Lord. Get me out of loneliness. Get me out of unproductiveness. Get me out of where things are not working. In Jesus' name we pray. Hear me, child of God. There are 4 things that God said I should tell somebody today. In this month of all possibility, there are 4 things, and the 4 things are contained in this verse. Number one, it said, remember me when it is well with you. Remember me. Do not forget me. When you get there, remember me. May your helper remember you today. May those that matter remember you today. Number two, he says, show me kindness. Number one, he says, remember me when it is well with you. Number two, he says, show me kindness. Number three, if you go down there, he said, make mention of me unto Pharaoh. Don't mention me to the witches and witchers in your house. But mention me to people that can help me. Mention me to the power that be. Mention me to the authority that has the power to change my level. May God change your level today in the name of Jesus. And number 4, he said, and bring me out of this house. He was in prison. and he saw prison as a house. If you don't have a job, it's a house. You are looking for something that keeps you somewhere, it's a house. He said, and bring me out of this house. God said, I should tell you somebody this morning that this hour of your life, he said, he has remembered you. God said, I should tell you, he has remembered you. I know you have been praying. Some of you have been fasting. Hallelujah. I get to bed yesterday, I said, I will continue liquid fast until I see change in my life. If I have to fast it throughout the whole year, I will do it. There are some things the Bible said that does not go away except by prayer and fasting. It said, get me out of here. I know God has remembered you. And I know that remembrance will lead to you being pulled out of the house of bondage, of the place of bondage. You see, he saw two prisoners like himself, the butler and the baker. And then the butler was saying, this is the dream I have. This is the dream I have. I was making graves, and within a short time, the grave become like this another. And Joseph looked at him, he said, in 3 days, somebody, within 3 days, God will reset to you. Within 3 days, God will reset to you. You think you are settled now, heaven will reset to you. Heaven will reposition you. Heaven will lift you up in the name of Jesus. After 4 days, you know, the day they were talking, 3 days after, this guy, the butler, he was pulled out of the dungeon. He was put back. He was restored. You know, when he was restored, I expect him, the moment he came, to go to the king and say, King, somebody interpreted my dream. God will help us with this. With this sweating today. Hallelujah. I expect him, but listen, if he had gone to the king to say this, at times we'll speak too fast. Am I talking to somebody? At times we introduce somebody too fast. And because we introduce them too fast, they lose the breakthrough. May your helper come up at the right time for you. May the right help come to you at the right time in the name of Jesus. I don't know who has this information. Somebody's congratulatory letter is coming. Somebody's congratulatory letter is coming. Somebody congratulatory letter is coming. Somebody shout hallelujah. It is coming. God is settling somebody here. God is settling somebody here. Men may be fickle, but God is eternal. Men may disappoint you, but God never disappoints. Men may pull you down, but God will always raise you up. I pray for you within the next 3 days. Heaven will show up for you. Jehovah will show up for you. Jehovah will show up for you. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. Joseph is a type of Jesus. Joseph is a type of Jesus. I just want to bring you just a little frame. Joseph was standing between two people. Joseph was standing in between the butler and the baker. You remember the story? Bible scholars. Both of them had a dream. It was a type of Jesus that was nailed to the cross of Calvary. And when he was on the cross, he was standing between two criminals too. How many of you remember what I'm talking about? He was standing between the thief of the right and the thief on the left. Give me Luke 23:42. But when he was there, one of them was making jest of him. But one of them said, remember me when you get into your kingdom. May heaven remember somebody today. May Jehovah remember somebody today. In the name of Jesus. In verse 42, he said, and she said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. He looked at him. He said, I am not qualified to ask this. I am a criminal. I am suffering my issues. I am being crucified because I am a criminal, because I stole. He said, but I see something in you. Is somebody seeing something in God today? That God is the one that changed Saul to Paul. God is the one that brought David out of the backyard. Who says, though Eliab may look like the king, Eliab may be tall like the king, but I'm picking you because what you are doing in the background, what you are doing at the back of the house that nobody see, he said, I saw him. That God will remember you today in the name of Jesus. He said, remember me when you come into your kingdom. God has to remember you. Because if you continue that, just that statement, remember me, Jesus said, by this time tomorrow, you'll be with me in paradise. He got born again at the point of death. He got access to heaven at the point of death. And that's why I am saying to somebody who can believe it today. The Bible said with men it may be impossible. But he said with God all things are possible. He said when you begin to think as God and believe that all things are possible. I want to tell you between now and 72 hours, heaven will remember you. That case will be settled. That case will be settled. That case will be settled. You will not cry it again. You will not cry over it again. You will not cry it over it again. By the time the cycle of life came, there'll be a testimony. By the time that the cycle of month came, there'll be a testimony. In the name of Jesus. In Acts 10:4. And when he looked at him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, thy prayer. Somebody, this is thy prayer. He said, thy prayer and thy hands are come up to me as a memorial. So God is saying, I remember your prayer, your commitment, your giving, your harm, your sacrifice. He said, it has come to me as a memorial. You cannot serve God in vain. Listen, some of you have been serving God with all you have. Your finances, your everything. Even when it was not convenient, you were still serving this God. God said, I have remembered. He said, your hands and your prayer. He said, it has come to me. He said, your offering I remembered. He said, your tithe I remembered. He said, your service I remember. In Genesis 8:1. In Genesis 8:1, and the Bible said, and God remember Noah. Genesis 8:1, and God remember Noah. In Genesis 9:15, he said, and I will remember my covenant. God is God that brings things into remembrance. God is God that never forget. If he said, I will bless you, be sure, be ready sure that he will bless you. If he said, I will change your story, be ready sure that he will change your story. In Genesis 30:22, and God remember Rachel. And God remember Rachel, and God acting unto her. When he said God acting to her, God listened to her voice. God listened to her supplication. God listened to her prayer. And God acting to her voice and opened her womb. In 1 Samuel 1:19. And they rose up in the morning early and worshiped before the Lord and returned and come to the house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Anna his wife. And the Lord remembered her. God will remember you. God will remember you. God will remember you. You shall surely remember. In Psalm 106 verse 4, he said, remember me, O Lord, with thy favor. Psalm 106 verse 4, remember me, O Lord, with thy favor. Isaiah 36 verse 2, then Hezekiah turned his face. When he was told he would die, he turned his face, he began to talk to God. Oh God, I have done thee, I have worshipped, I have done thee. Why do you want to kill me now? Why do you want me to end my life like this? And in verse 5, go to verse 5. Isaiah 38, I said, verse 5. He said, go and say unto Hezekiah, thus saith the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer, and I've seen thy tears. God said he has seen your tears. Behold, I will add days into you. I will deliver thee and this city out of the hands of the king of Assyria. He said, and I will defend this city. God has remembered you. God has remembered you. Nehemiah 13:14. He said, remember me, oh my God. Remember me, oh my God. Jeremiah 15:15. Oh Lord, thou knowest. Remember me and visit me. Thou knowest. Jeremiah 15:15. Remember me and visit me. If there's one prayer you need to pray, you need to pray, Lord, remember me and visit me. Remember me. And look at what the Bible says in Isaiah 49, I think verse 15. Yes, verse 15. It said, can a woman forget a sucking child? Eh? Can a woman not breastfeed a child? Give me that. Let me read the Isaiah 49, verse 15. Oh, my Father. It said, can a woman forget a sucking child that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? He said, even though, even though she may forget. What did the Bible say? He said, yet will I not. Somebody said, God will not forget me. God will not forget me. It is my season to be remembered. Number two in that verse, it says, show me kindness. Show me, how many of us need kindness? He said, let's see, we all need kind words. We all need kind behavior. We all need kind reactions. It was, Joseph was telling the butler, he said, when you get there, show me kindness. Look at what the prayer of the servant of Abraham. When he was looking for wife for Isaac, how I wish that is the process of marrying nowadays, that I want to marry a wife for my son. I call some people in the church. I said, go up, help me look for a wife for my son. Hallelujah. Them last day, will you allow? If I check for a wife for you, no answer. No comment. Hallelujah. In the Bible time, the Bible says, Abraham called his servant. He said, go and get a wife for me, for my son. I don't want him to marry in this place. These girls in this community are corrupt. That's what it means. He said, go to my people. Go and get somebody. No family specific. Eh? Just bragging. Go to New York and get us a wife for Bradim Laden. Hallelujah. And so you get to the street of the New York. I begin to look. Show me kindness. I think Genesis 24 verse 12. Let's look at the prayer that servant prayed. Genesis 24 12. And he said, oh Lord God of my master Abraham. Oh Lord God, I pray thee send me good speed. I don't want to be walking. Send me good speed this day and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Send me good speed and show me kindness. Psalm 90 verse 17, it says, may the kindness of the Lord our God be upon all. We all need the kindness of God. Psalm 90 verse 17, we all need the kindness of God. When the kindness of God met Mephibosheth in Lodeba, David woke up, he said, is there anybody that remain in the family of Jonathan? No, in the family of Saul, that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake. Kindness. May God remember the deed of my mother and show me kindness. May God remember the good deeds of my father and show me kindness. Some of you don't understand that kind of prayer. Listen, if you understand that kind of prayer, you pray it. I was told when Catholic Church was to come to our village, the road was so bad. That was when you cover 9 miles road for like 4, 5 hours, 6 hours. At times it takes 2 days to cover 9 miles. Hallelujah. 9 miles that I walk now conveniently. Hallelujah. When I say I go for walk, I think I do over 10 miles. Hallelujah. The story said, when they got into the rough road, the Potopoto, the Oyinbo that is to cross, they said, my father backed the Oyinbo. Back him, and he was walking in the Potopoto until he goes to the other side. May heaven remember and show me kindness because of that act. You see, I want you to pray one prayer. Just pray where you are sitting. Lord, remember the good deed my father and my mother have done and show me kindness. Your father is not always wicked, though. Your mother is not always wicked, though. Ask God to remember the good deed he has done and show you some kindness. Hallelujah. When kindness met Mephibosheth, Mephibosheth came out of Lodeba. Because whenever God shows you kindness, restoration is always at hand. It is kindness that leads to restoration. Hallelujah. You see, I always say to people, when you are raising children, you do alone. Hallelujah. I try raising children, okay? But listen, I still thank God for people like her. I thank God for people like Mama, hallelujah, who have raised, and they are now raising grandchildren. Hallelujah. It gets to a point, you will not even understand those kids. Hallelujah. It gets to a point, you will just be crying. Nobody could console you. Nobody to hear your cry. Because they will just take some stupid decision. Have you seen Agatha? Ah. Those decisions, if they remember themselves now, they will be slapping themselves wherever they are. They, what went wrong with me? What went with my hair? What corrupted my hair? Why did I do this? And you see the pain of the parent. And you see them, they will say, go on their knees and say, God save my child. The child is saying, Mommy, you can go to hell. And they are, this child want me to go to hell. But you still say, Lord, save this child. I don't want this child to die. Hallelujah. And that's why when you see a mother or a father struggling with their child, and you have not passed that stage, shut your mouth. Are you getting what I'm saying? If you have not passed that stage, shut your mouth. Only God raised children. Even if you are past that stage, raising of children are different too. God gave some children that they are just peaceful. No wahala, nothing. Before you say bab, they already feed, they dress up. Huh? Some, you will bab them finish, expect them to dress up, they are sleepy snoring. You get that like, hey, bye. And London will not allow you to slap. If it's Nigeria, you some slap, do a head reset, brain reset. Some good slap will reset that brain. Some good slap will reset the brain, but nowadays you can't do the resetting. You have to pray to God to reset that brain. May heaven raise our children for us. Hallelujah. May heaven raise our children for us. I am telling us, until you get to some point, you don't understand the pain of some parents. Hallelujah. Joel 2:25. When kindness comes, what follows is restoration. So in Joel 2:25, it says, and I will restore to you the years that the locust had eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmerworm. He said, my great army which I sent among you. He said, I will remember. That is when kindness comes. When you have messed up, and kindness just suddenly show up to change the story for you. May kindness of God change the story for somebody here today in the name of Jesus. May Jehovah kindness change the story for somebody today in the name of Jesus. What was number three for those of you who took note? I said number one, he said, I will remember you. Number two, he said, remember me. That's number one. Number two, he said, show me kindness. What's number three if you are following my story? He said, make mention of me to the king. May God mention you to your helper. Amen. May heaven help you to your helper. Amen. Anyone in any position to favor you, God will mention you to them. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And the mentioning will be at the right time. Amen. You see, the problem is this. We know so many people who do not know us when they're supposed to know us. Can I repeat that? We know so many people who do not know us when they're supposed to know us. When we have the need, they don't know us. Have some of you not spent your life supporting some people? And the time you expect them to support you, they became the arch enemy. Racist supporter against you. But I stand upon this altar. Anyone raising supporter against you, may heaven destroy them today in the name of Jesus. May they reap the reward of their bad behavior. May they reap the reward of their anger against you in the name of Jesus. They gang up. But when heaven remember you and mention you at the right time, let's look at Genesis 41:15. Look at what it said. Genesis 41:15. He said, and Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I have dreamed a dream, and there is none that can interpret it. And I have heard say of thee that thou can understand a dream to interpret it. Eh? He said, I have heard. Somebody already mentioned you to me that you can do it. And may God remember you all. Amen. May God, that little skill you do in private, may God reward it in secret. Oh. May God reward it openly. Oh. That little kindness you have. You know, I've said this so many times here. You know, a lady was just walking in what's the name of this T.D. Jakes church? And it was by the gate. Oh, good morning. God bless you. You're welcome to Potter's house. Oh, have your seat. God bless you. We love you being here today. And when they were looking for head of customer support of meet and greet, they came to recruit her in church. Hallelujah. God took her from zero to hero. May that be your story today. May that be your story today. So Pharaoh was saying, I've heard about you. May your information go to the right place. May your information be at the right place. How many of you just know somebody will just get in contact with you through LinkedIn? Is it LinkedIn or LinkedIn or what they call it? Is it LinkedIn? Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. I remember I put my CV there 10, 15 years ago. And somebody called me and said, are you still looking for a job? I said, yes, I am. He said, what kind of job? I said, making money without sweat. He said, what kind of job is that? I said, go and define it. And I said, did I call you? So I saw your CV, blah, blah. I said, I can't even remember. I put my CV there. And may God give you job without sweat. May God give you income without sweat. What's your amen week today? Mommy, there are people making millions not leaving their bedroom. And here, you are walking, you know every street in London. You know every street in SS. Knocking the door where you are not welcome. And at the end of the day, money still didn't balance. So your story will change. Amen. Your story will change. Amen. When God show you kindness, he mentioned you to your helpers. He said, I've heard about you. I heard that you can interpret dreams. You know, just one person said it. Number four. What is number four? Let's quickly do this because we need time to pray. He said, bring me, get me out of here. Somebody said, get me out of here. There is no place that should not enjoy another level. There's no level you have that there's no other bigger level. Am I talking to somebody? Yes, the president of Nigeria will still be happy to be president of somewhere else. Abi? Yes, or maybe possibly the president of America would like to be the president of Nigeria. Which way is it? Which one? No, ROG. In America, he will not be able to steal. In Nigeria, it is official stealing. Hallelujah. God will show us mercy. He said, get me out of here. Look at what God says, Exodus 22. Please be fast. Exodus 22. He said, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt. It is God that bring people out. He said, out of the house of bondage. God will bring you out of the house of bondage. In the name of Jesus, look at Psalm 40 verse 2. Psalm 40 verse 2, he said, he brought me up also out of an horrible pit. He brought me out of an horrible pit, out of miry clay. And where he set my feet upon a rock and established my going. Lord, get me out of here. Get me out of here. Jeremiah 15:15, we've read it before. I'm just trying to run through. Jeremiah 15:15, let's look at that. It said, O Lord, thou knowest, remember me and visit me and revenge me out of my persecutor. Take me not away in thy long suffering. Know that for thy sake I have suffered rebuke. He's saying, let my struggle be over. Let my challenges be over. Psalm 20 verse 3. He said, remember all thy offering and accept my burnt sacrifice. You see, one major prayer I want us to pray today is, Lord, remember me. Lord, remember me. Hallelujah. Remember me. I'm going to close this service before 12:30 today. Hallelujah. I'm very, very confident of the level of heat some of you are enjoying. Hallelujah. I have two fans serving me and he's still not doing anything. Hallelujah. I think if there's any project we need to do in this house, God helping us for a longer lease, is to put air condition. Yes. Hallelujah. 2 Samuel 9:3. Those who know how to pray should be ready to pray. Hallelujah. Amen. The man who disappeared, God will help us arrest him back here into the house in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 So when you hear good English from Riri, you know the source of it. Hallelujah. 2 Samuel 9:3. Please put it up and leave it there. And the king said, is there yet any of the household of Saul that I may show kindness of God unto him? And Ziba said unto king, Jonathan have yet a son which is named out of his feet. Forget the qualification of Ziba. Let's start with, is there any that I may show kindness? Somebody, you need the kindness of God today. God showed me a vision, I think on Friday evening. And I see a multitude of people running. And I said, we're running. And somebody was standing at the pinnacle. And he was calling them one by one. He just go, asking, ah. He said, yes, sir. Come out of them, come out of them. He will call this, come out of them, call this, come out of them. And they were running, they were sweating like Christmas goat. And they called about 30, 36, 38 people. I was counting at about 30 something. I lost the count. And I can remember in that count, I would see more than 10, 12 people here that are numbered there. And they moved them into a room with AC, with buffet food. And, you know, and I just, as they were sitting down, they were giving them small to wear, wash your hands, clean your face, just sit down and eat. And may heaven say to you, may Jehovah say to you, everything that is pursuing you, everything that is making you not to settle, may God pull you out of it today. May God pull you out of every struggle. May heaven pull you out of struggle. May heaven say to you, may God prepare a table before you. May God prepare a table for you. He said, lift up your head, O ye gate, and be ye lifted, ye everlasting door, and let the King of glory come in. Who is the King of glory? He said, the Lord that is mighty. That same God will appear for you. 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 It will lift you up. It will say to you. It will say to you. It will lift you up. It will say to you. He is Jehovah Rapha. He is Jehovah Nisi. He is God that cover us with the banner. He is God that set you up. He is God that raise us up. That same God will raise you up. In the name of Jesus. He said, is there anyone in the house of Oluwani that I may show kindness to? Rise on your feet if you want to pray this morning. Hale baroka shegede. Lembronto lekete. Lebagada. Anyone that dishonor you from today, we cry for your sake. Anyone that pull you down, heaven will pull them down to the head in the name of Jesus. Say with me, my Father, my Father, my Father, my Father, get me out of this situation. Get me out of this problem. Remember my Father's prayer and get me out. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Ask God to get you out. Pray for yourself. Lord, bring me out of utter of affliction. Bring me out of utter of wickedness. Bring me out of utter of lack. Cry to God today. Ask God to set you free. Lord, bring me out and remember me. Remember me, oh God. Remember me, oh God. Cry to God. Cry to God. Cry to God this morning. Cry to God this morning. Lila koto baradogodo. Elebelegede baregade. Remember me. Ibarato kotagede. Ibarade de dekoto. Remember me. Ibaroto kondo yegedegede. Ibre de 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 de. Ibarada da da da. Ibre de de de. Ibre de de gede. Ile koto yegedegede gede. Ibara de 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 de. Ibre de 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 de. Ibre de 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 gede. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. In verse 5. And said, the God said, go and fetch him out. You are going to pray. Power that is bigger than foundations of my Father's house. Fetch me out. That song people say, it's a Muranuba. Ire Wolede. Mobile. India, Moroki, Mo. Adura mi ba. Your prayer will be answered today. Your prayer will be answered today. Heaven will remember you. He said, and then the king sent and fetched him out. They didn't go to call him. They didn't go to cry for him. They fetched him. Say with me, my father, my father. My father, my father. Fetch me out of my father's house. Every foundation that is pulling me back, every struggle that did not allow me to move with the Spirit of God, fetch me out today. Every sickness that is limiting me, every vacancy that is limiting me, every opportunity that is eluding me, oh God, my Father, fetch me out today. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Ask God to fetch you out. Fetch me out of obscurity. Fetch me out of loneliness. Fetch me out of lack. Just pray for yourself this morning. The king sent and fetch him. Lord, let that establishment fetch me. Let them see my CV and fetch me. Let the home office see my file and show me mercy. Let me receive kindness. Cry to God and pray for yourself. Holy Spirit, fetch me out. Holy Spirit, remember me. Show me kindness of God and fetch me out. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Somebody cried this prayer to God. I said, Lord, end the days of my mockery. Do we understand it? There is something they call mockery. They don't need to tell you to your face. But the way they would describe you will show that they are mocking you. In the Bible, they said the woman with the issue of blood. The paralytic man who stood there by 8 years, they were describing them by their condition. Ziba said, there is Mephibosheth. He said his name in his leg. Why did he say, oh, he has two hands, and forget the nameless? Every mocker around you will die today. Every mocker will receive the immediate judgment in the name of Jesus. Anyone using your situation to pull you down, anyone using your situation to mock you, God will fight for you. God will defend you, and God will settle you in the name of Jesus. Lord, end my mockery. I want somebody to cry that to God today. End my mockery. Let my season of complete joy begin. Listen, when they brought Mephibosheth, there was no witch here. In fact, there was no wheelbarrow. In the Bible, 4 or 5 people will carry. The best they can do, they make 2 wood and they put clothes. And they carry you, 4 people carry. And that's how they carry him. But listen, this boy is royal. This boy is royal. His father is the late king. His father is the first king of Israel that set a platform that nobody has ever sat. And he's the only surviving son of the heir to the throne. Listen, he's the only surviving pastor to the man who gave his own robe to David. Somebody who signed
His authority, how? I pray for those of you who have helped somebody here today. On my knee, heaven will remember you today. Every help, every sacrifice you have made to people, whether when you are young or when you are old, heaven will remember today in the name of Jesus. God will remember those kindness and say to you today in the name of Jesus. The kindness of Jonathan is what David will remember. He said that I may show for Jonathan's sake. You are going to cry to God. Some of you, before the end of this year, even the skin, the color of your skin will begin to glow. Yeah. People will know that there is God in Israel. And the same God has said to you, in the name of Jesus, you are going to cry to God. Say with me, my Father, my Father. My Father, my Father. You know my situation, oh God. End this mockery in my life. Change my life and give me a new name. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Somebody need a new name here. Somebody need a new character. Somebody need a new job. Somebody need a new status. Somebody need a new level of money. Somebody need a new level of settlement. Oh God, remember. Say to me, remove, oh God, my mockery. End my season of mockery. End my season of pain. Cry to God. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Amen. Let's look at one scripture. Please remain standing. We are going to end now. And go to verse 6. Verse 6. I'm going to read verse 6 and 7 quickly. In verse 6, it said, please, the IT people, please help me. Verse 6. All right. IT seems to be sleeping. Verse 6, it said, and when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul. Look at that. Look at the beginning of that description. The son of Jonathan. Because the kindness that he's remembering is that of Jonathan, not of Saul. Hallelujah. And that's why I asked you to pray one prayer when we started. The good deed of my father, Lord, remember it. The good deed of my mother. Huh? That night that your father saw that somebody want to kill himself. And he said, son, don't kill yourself. There's better thing. Come into my house and sleep. May heaven remember that. Amen. Even if he has done some bad and wicked thing, may that good deed be remembered. Amen. May God bring it to remembrance today. Amen. No, he said here, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was come unto David. He fell on his face and did reverence. He never knew he would ever be given another opportunity. God is not the God of second chance. God is the God of another chance. I don't care where you have messed it up. If you can believe God today, if you have faith today, the Bible says all things are possible to him that believe. Okay, so he said, and David said, Mephibosheth. And he answered, behold, that servant. Give me verse 7 quickly. And verse 7, and he said, and David said unto him, fear not, for I will surely show thee kindness for Jonathan thy father's sake. And I will restore, that's number one, I will restore unto thee all the land of Saul thy father. Number two, thou will never be hungry again. He said, and shall eat bread at my table continually. He said, I will restore and you will eat bread at my table continually. Hallelujah. If you go to verse 10, give me verse 10 quickly. Verse 10, he was giving staff. Ziba was already in the palace enjoying himself. I think Ziba has about, is it 25 children, 40 staff. 40, a slave, half 40 slaves.
He's a slave. He has slave. He has children. David didn't touch him. But one day, everything you have lost will be returned back to you with interest. Thou therefore and thy servants shall till the land for him. He was talking to Ziba. He said, Ziba, you, your sons, and your servant shall till the land for him. And thou shalt bring in the fruit that my master's son may have food to eat. But Mephibosheth, thy master's son, shall eat bread at my table. Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 staff. One installation. Get him how many staff? 115, 20, 36. Was working for his son, not even for him. He is eating on the table. Somebody, your story must change today. Your story will change and must change today in the name of Jesus. You are going to cry to God. Please listen to me, everybody. I stand between the altar and the porch. Only if I'm saying the word of my own, and if what I'm saying is not what the word of God, will it be that by December your story will not change? Your story will change completely in the name of Jesus. You will be remembered where it matters. You will be settled where it matters. You will be repositioned where it matters. Heaven will applaud you. Men will clap for you. Angels will attend to you in the name of Jesus. You are going to cry to God because my title for those IT will get me out of here. Where are you today that you want God to get you out? I woke up in the middle of the night and I lay hands on one door and I begin to prophesy. I said, listen, God, you know me, you know the pain I carry. This pain, I must not carry it. And I told God, I said, Lord, you will not see food in my mouth until this prayer is answered. I will drink fluid until that prayer is answered. You are going to cry to heaven. My father struggled too much. In struggle, he died. My mother struggled too much. In struggle, he died. I don't know who have the same story. But my struggle must end today. Am I talking to somebody? I must not continue with this struggle. I must not struggle in ministry. I must not struggle in career. I must not struggle in my finances. I must not struggle in life. I must not struggle to raise my children. I must not struggle to father my children. So you are going to cry to God. God that remember things. God that remember people. God that show kindness. Remember me today and show kindness to me. Open your mouth to cry to God. You have 3-4 minutes to cry to God. Only if you want what I'm asking for. Only if you want God to change this story. Only if you want God to remember you. But I am tired of it. I am tired of crying. I am tired of praying without answer. I am tired of encouraging without seeing result. I am tired. Oh God, remember me. Cry to God. Cry to him. Anu mi ni oshe. Mashero eshe awon to bi mi o. Anu mi ni oshe. Cry to God today. Lord, show me your mercy. I must not continue like this. My life must not be from pillar to pole. Say to me yourself, Lord. Say to me yourself, Lord. I am called by your name. They call me pastor. They call me reverend. I'm calling prophet. Lord, show your mighty hand through me. Show yourself powerful in my life. Cry to God today. He what a God big be on my Israeli. Adura team, oh God. Ele damigbo. Hey, you thank God, big be all my Israeli. He let it touch for me. Jesus Musa. Cry to him this morning. Cry to him. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Oh, Melena, oh, but oh, Jeguma. Enough is enough. Cry to him. Oh, do it, Aladura. Oh, do it, Aladura. Cry to him. If you don't understand what I'm talking, I'm just speaking in tongues. Oh, do it, Aladura. God never put prayer warrior to shame. Those who pray never lack good things. Cry to him this morning. In Jesus' majestic name, we pray. Before I pray for us, this is our month of all possibility. You are going to cry to God, Lord, let all things be possible to me. But I want you to mention two things. And you will say, Lord, let this be possible. That before the end of this month, I will come to give testimony. The Bible said they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. You will overcome with your testimony today. So I want you to pray and say, Lord, this is the month of all possibility. Make all things to be possible for me. And now be specific. Mention two things and talk to God and say, Lord, before the end of this month, let me have a reason to thank you for it. Just talk to him. Just talk to him. In Jesus' name. The Bible says, it's enough faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah. In verses of it, he said, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. And he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Father, Lord, I bring the petition of your children. All the prayer points we have raised today, I bring it to your altar. Lord, my Father, say to every one of us tonight in the name of Jesus, amen. Step into our case. Amen. Remember us, O God. Amen. Bring us out of obscurity. Amen. Remove the shame. End this shame. Amen. Let every wickedness in our life comes to an end. Amen. Say to every one of us, O God, amen. Let your glory rest upon us. Amen. And let your mercy speak for us. Amen. Thank you, mighty Father. We worship you, adore you. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Let's put hands together for Jesus. Our God is good.
And all the time,